Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Americans urged to get colon cancer screening earlier. Associated Press. Americans should start getting screened for colon cancer earlier, at age 45 instead of waiting until they're 50, according to guidelines released Tuesday. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force said it's time for the change because colorectal cancer increasingly is appearing in younger adults. Colorectal cancer is one of the nation's leading cancer killers, claiming about 50,000 lives a year. Overall, cases and deaths have inched down in recent years, thanks in part to screening tests that can spot tumors early, or even prevent them by removing precancerous growths. Colorectal cancer is most common in older adults, and the task force has long recommended that people ages 50 to 75 get screened. But the rate of new cases before age 50 has been rising since the early 2000s. So the new guidelines say adults at average risk of colorectal cancer should be screened from ages 45 to 75. The decision, published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, means most insurance plans would have to cover the checks with no copay. The change brings the task force in line with the American Cancer Society, which lowered its recommended screening age to 45 in 2018. The new advice shows 45 is the new 50 for this important cancer prevention screening intervention. Dr. Kimmy Ng of the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, who wasn't involved in the task force deliberations, wrote in JAMA. J-A-M-A. How often people need to get checked depends on the type of screening they choose. There are a variety of options, including yearly stool-based tests or colonoscopies that may be done every 10 years. MMH presents opportunities for junior volunteers by Kim Modisette, Midland Health. Midland Memorial Hospital Auxiliary will begin the 2021 Summer Junior Volunteer Program on June 14th. The summer program is for youth aged 14 to 17. Areas of service will include the information desk, popcorn service, gift shop, and for those who have a driver's license, golf cart transportation to and from the parking lots. Duties at the information desk include taking hospital patients and family members to their destinations within the hospital and removing armbands as people leave the facility. Popcorn duties include popping and selling popcorn. Gift shop duties, 4 to 7:30 p.m., include selling items in the store and keeping the store open in the evenings. Golf cart duties are driving people safely to and from the parking lots. The uniform cost is $30. Orientations are scheduled for 1 to 4 p.m. on June 14th, 15th, and 16th. Please meet in the cafeteria. Makeup orientations will be scheduled as needed. For more information, please contact Kim Modisette at kim.modisett@midlandhealth.org or 312-6905. Kim Modisette is the Director of Volunteers for Midland Health.
Discover Odessa launching mobile Queso and Margarita Trail by OA News at OAOA.com. Discover Odessa, the official tourism organization for Odessa, is launching the Queso and Margarita Trail, a new program that aims to increase traffic to local restaurants. The Passport is a free program that all visitors and locals can sign up for. With 6 local businesses included within the Passport, it showcases the best restaurants to stop and eat queso and enjoy a margarita, a news release said. Conversations began on how to help our local businesses in 2020 when they were all struggling to survive and led Discover Odessa to reach out to a well-known technology company in the travel space, Banwango. Banwango technology is designed to support free and paid experiences created by destinations and marketed to visitors and locals, the release said. Visitors and locals will be able to visit a dedicated mobile passport landing page where they can sign up by providing their name, email address, and mobile phone number. A link is then sent to their mobile phone, which opens the passport and directs the user to add the button icon to their home screen where they can access it anytime. There is never anything to download and no bulky apps taking up space on a user's phone. Once the individual is ready to redeem their pass, they hand their phone over at the checkout counter to access the savings coupon, the release said. This passport is very easy to use and only took me about 2 minutes to download. We have restaurants who have offered 50% off an entree, and even one business that is giving anyone that redeems the coupon a free margarita, said Mary Raines, marketing and communications specialist with Discover Odessa. On the net, you can go to tinyurl.com/YEYK93WK. Fundraiser. The caption reads, "The Monahans Masonic Lodge held its 19th annual fundraising golf tournament May 1st at the Ward County Golf Course. There was a 4-man scramble with a total of 33 teams. The Masons fed burritos and drinks on the course for all golfers. Prizes were presented. First place team was $1,000. Second place team was $800. And third place team won $600. The Monahans Masonic Lodge has been helping the community since 1907 when it was first chartered. City of Odessa receives state award by OA News at oaoa.com. The City of Odessa's Public Safety Communications Department on Monday received the Telecommunicators Team of the Year Award for the Texas Association of Public Safety Communications Officials. In July 2020, APCO presented the same award to the city for their work during the August 31st, 2019 active shooter incident, according to a city press release. San Antonio College wins Aspen Prize by OA News at oaoa.com. The $1 million Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence, awarded every 2 years, was bestowed on San Antonio College in a virtual event Tuesday. The Aspen Prize is the nation's signature recognition for Americans' community college, as President Obama called it, basically the Oscars for great community college, the organization's website says. San Antonio College won $600,000, a first-time finalist for the Aspen Prize. San Antonio College serves 35,000 students, two-thirds of whom are Hispanic, Black, or Native American, a far more diverse population than community college on average, a release said. Its graduation and transfer rate improved nearly 20 points over 4 years to 48%, 2 points above the national average, the release said. Reflecting its unwavering dedication to advancing student success, Odessa is one of only 6 community colleges out of the more than 1,000 nationwide to be a top 10 finalist for the Aspen Prize, 3 or more times, a news release said. The Aspen Prize honors institutions with outstanding achievement in 6 areas: teaching and learning certificate and degree completion, transfer and bachelor's attainment, workforce success, equity for students of color and students from lower income backgrounds, and leadership and institutional culture, the release said. By focusing on student success and lifting up models that work, the Aspen Prize aims to celebrate excellence, advance a focus on equitable student success, and stimulate replication of effective culture and practice, the release said. Aspen Prize finalists serve as models for what community colleges can achieve. Joshua Weiner, executive director of the Aspen Institute College Excellence Program, said in the release. Odessa College's leaders, faculty, and staff have continued to demonstrate their deep dedication to improving students' lives and serving the community. Most notably, the college is nationally known for developing concrete strategies so that faculty and staff have a deep sense of responsibility for student success, and students feel connected to the college and pass their classes at extraordinary rates. Finalists with distinction recognized for rapid improvement were Broward College in Florida, San Jacinto College in Texas, and West Kentucky Community and Technical College. Each will receive $100,000. Amarillo College was the winner of the Rising Star Award, which has $100,000 prize. Rounding out the Aspen Prize top 10, named in spring 2020, are the Borough of Manhattan Community College in New York, Odessa College in Texas, Pasadena City College in California, Pierce College in Washington, and Tallahassee Community College in Florida. The finalists, located in rural and urban areas with demographically different student bodies and a variety mix of technical workforce and academic transfer programs, prove that community colleges can achieve strong and improving student success rates in very different contexts.
This is the Dear Abby column. Holiday host ready to ban brother from festivities. Dear Abby, my brother Patrick and I have known Bobby for about 20 years. Patrick is closer friends with him because they live in the same town. Recently, we found out that Bobby's best friend was arrested for child pornography. While Bobby knew nothing about this before the arrest, he still wants to support his friend. I told Patrick he will no longer be welcome in my home, I host for all the holidays, if he doesn't cut off all contact with Bobby. My brother says I'm being too harsh because you could disapprove of someone's behavior and still be a friend. I think that child pornography is morally and ethically wrong, and there is no middle ground here. What do you think? Should Bobby have a seat at our table? He has no other living family. Signed, Not Welcomed in the East. Dear Not Welcomed, I do not think you should excommunicate your brother because of something Bobby's friend did. I believe the Bible says that while you can hate the sin, you should still love the sinner. That is what Bobby is doing. If you wish to check the reference, you may discover you have a copy somewhere in your home. You can review that chapter with your brother at your holiday table. Dear Abby, I am 35 and my boyfriend is 31. We met at work and moved in together. It has been 5 years now and still no proposal. I thought we were on the same page, but he just purchased a brand new muscle car and is only concerned about that. Buying new sneakers, he has a sneaker obsession, and making more money. I currently share a rental lease with him and am considering going my separate way in 3 months, mainly because he is complacent and our relationship has become stagnant. It is going nowhere. Please help. Signed, Hope for More in Pennsylvania. Dear Hope for More, getting to know someone takes time. Be glad you have realized this man isn't husband material before you wasted more time waiting for him to mature. Hang in there until the lease is up, then move resolutely on, parting, I hope, as friends. Dear Abby, I have been married to my best friend since I was 15. I am now 50. I have never had an orgasm. I want to experience one so badly that I am willing to cheat. We have talked about our sex life and how it has not been satisfying for me. Please tell me what I can do. Signed, Missing It in Indiana. Dear Missing, before looking for sexual fulfillment outside your marriage, you and your husband should ask your doctor for a referral to a sex therapist. You both married very young, and he may never have learned how to please a woman. This does not mean he isn't capable of learning. Frankly, because you have never experienced an orgasm, you may need some coaching or some pointers. You can write to Dear Abby at dearabby.com or P.O. Box 69440, Los Angeles, California, 90069. Her column is distributed by Universal Press Syndicate.
To Your Good Health by Dr. Keith Roach. Possible cause for arm tingling. Dear Dr. Roach, over the past couple of months, I wake up each morning with my left arm tingling and feeling numb. I am not sleeping on it, nor is it being pressed on any way as I wake up. It tingles and feels numb between my elbow and my fingers. If sometimes then continues to tingle and stays numb when I start to exercise right after I get up out of bed. Can you tell me what is happening at night to cause this? A.M. Answer. This sounds like it is a nerve compression, which is often worse when people wake up. Several nerves may be affected, but the most common are carpal tunnel syndrome and cubital tunnel syndrome. In carpal tunnel syndrome, the median nerve in the wrist is compressed, and most people note numbness and tingling in the thumb, index, middle, and sometimes the ring fingers. In cubital tunnel syndrome, the ulnar nerve is compressed in the elbow, and most people notice the pinky finger and sometimes the ring finger affected. You may not think you are sleeping on it, but while you sleep, the arm can get into certain positions that pull and irritate the nerve. Sometimes a splint to keep the wrist or elbow in a neutral position is all that's needed. A careful exam is needed to determine the particular cause. Occasionally, more sophisticated nerve tests, such as an EMG, must be done to be sure. Horoscope. Happy birthday for Wednesday, May 19, 2021. You're clever, mentally fast, and compassionate. You have endurance, stamina, and a wide variety of interests. You are impulsive and creative, and yet practical and detail-oriented. Your focus on close friendships and partnerships will increase in the coming year. This is your opportunity to learn more about yourself and the relationships that you want. This year will be gentler. Aries, a positive day. Today has two distinct moods. In the morning and during the moon alert, you feel festive. You will enjoy taking it easy or having fun with sports and playful times with kids. Once the moon alert is over, it's time to be productive. Tonight, make practical plans. Taurus, from April 20th to May 20th, a positive day. Today begins with a focus on home and family. You might have an important discussion with a female family member. During the moon alert, don't shop for anything except food. However, after the moon alert is over, you will want to have fun. Tonight, shopping choices will be fun and practical. Gemini, May 21st to June 20th is an average day. You have a strong urge to communicate today. You have something you want to say and you want to be heard. You also want to hear what others have to say. Note, during the moon alert midday, avoid important decisions. Don't agree to anything important. Afterwards, relax at home. Tonight, wardrobe purchases will please you. Cancer, June 21st to July 22nd is an average day. Money issues are on your mind today, which is why it's important for you to be aware of the moon alert that occurs midday. During that time, restrict your spending to food. Make no important decisions. Tonight, a secret love affair or meeting is likely. Leo, July 23rd to August 22nd is a positive day. Things will tend to go your way today. During the moon alert midday, restrict your spending to food and avoid important decisions. After it's over, your mind will turn to financial matters. Tonight, listen to the advice of someone more experienced. Virgo, August 23rd to September 22nd, a positive day. Today you want to withdraw from the busyness around you. If you're working, you will prefer to work alone or behind the scenes. That's fine. During the moon alert midday, tread carefully. After it's over, you are empowered because the moon is in your sight. Tonight, you make a good impression on others. Libra, September 23rd to October 22nd is an average day. A conversation with a female friend might be important today. You might discuss future goals. Avoid decision-making during the moon alert midday. After the moon alert is over, seek out solitude and relax. Tonight, you will learn something from a teacher. Scorpio, October 23rd to November 21st is an average day. Personal details about your private life are made public today. What? Meanwhile, be cautious during the moon alert midday. don't volunteer for anything during that time. Once it's over, enjoy schmoozing with friends online or in person. Tonight, think about budget ideas. Sagittarius, November 22nd to December 21st is a positive day. You need stimulation and adventure today, which is why you want to do something different or learn something new. Make no important decisions during the moon alert midday. Afterward, people notice you, especially bosses, parents, and the police. Tonight, enjoy a practical discussion with someone. Capricorn, December 22nd to January 19th is an average day. Financial concerns are on your mind today, especially inheritance or how to share something. Make no important decision during the moon alert today. Don't sign documents then. Afterward, enjoy your day. Tonight, a practical discussion will benefit you. Aquarius, January 20th to February 18th is an average day. Today you focus on your close friends and partners. Nevertheless, do not agree to anything important during the moon alert for your own good. After the moon alert is over, tie up loose ends with red tape issues, taxes, debt, and shared property. Tonight, learn valuable information from someone older. Pisces, February 19th to March 20th is an average day. You're keen to take care of errands. You might do a favor for someone during the moon alert. Restrict your spending to food and gas. Afterward, a conversation with a partner or close friend will be meaningful. Tonight, it's a good time for a family discussion.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.